joined. Has joined.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
We will continue. With the ritual from the Ari. Today is the third day of Nisan. It connects to the third month, which is the month of Sivan. Good morning.
Has joined.
L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Kilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Reakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Today is the third day of Nisan, which connects to the third month, which is the month of Sivan, the month of the gift of the Torah. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Ati. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Taf Sadi. Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Tacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayin Sintet Nun. Cross Satan, tear up Satan. Rearrange the letters.
Expel has joined.
All gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na Gibor, Yor Sheyehudcha, Kevavat. Shamrei Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Parnasah and healing Barhem Tacharem Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamleim Betet Reish Tzadi Taf Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Het Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Hey Zion Ku. This sequence connects to the Sefirah Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation. sexuality and foundation. The sixth verse of the Anabakoach is also connecting to the permutation for the month of Sivan, which is Yo Ahe. Relationships that are taught in the Sefer Yetzirah for the month of Sivan. Would you please mute your phones by pressing star 6? Thank you. Relationships that are taught for the month of Sivan. The number 3, being the third month, is also something to be aware of and contemplate. Why the number 3 is the unity of the first and second, the unity of the oneness that has become separated and now needs to be reunited in the number 3. 1 plus 2 is equal to 3. The Torah has 3 parts, the 5 books of Moses, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, which we call the unity of all is called the Tanakh. The first letters of these 3 concepts, the Torah, the prophets, and the Ketuvim. The Torah is Taf, the Nevi'im, the prophets is the Nun of Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim is the Kaf of the writings. The children of Israel are composed of the 3 levels, the Kohanim, the Levi'im, and the Israelim. Moshe is the 3rd sibling. Aaron is the oldest, or Miriam is the oldest, then there's Aaron, and then there's Moshe. And this is the teaching that the phrase, that the teaching by the 3rd, on the 3rd day, refers to the period of abstinence from marital relations prior to the receiving the Torah. The Sefer Yetzirah teaches us that the tribe is the tribe of Zebulun. The sense is the sense of walking. And the controller is the left foot. There's a relationship between Nisan, with its controller of the right foot, and the 3rd month, Sivan, the controller of the left foot. We also learn that Zebulun, because of its relationship to his brother, the tribe of Issachar, that Zebulun connects to Parnassah. And that by reading today the section of the Mana, which we will do right now, which is chapter 16 of Exodus from verse 4 to verse 36.
Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo.
And I should have said that is Yohahe Adanu Yo. Yo Ahida Wanu Heyo El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lechem Min Hashemayim Weatzaham Vilachtu Divar Yom Biyomoleman Anasenu Hayelech Torati im lo wichaya bayom hashishi wehekinu et asher yaviu wichaya mishne al asher liil ketu yom yom wayomer Moshe weacharon El kol b'nei Yisrael, erev yidatem, ki Adonai Yohahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu heyo, otzi yo etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, uvoker uritem, Et kivod Adonai, Yohahe, Adanu yo, Yohahe dawanu eyo, Bishamo et telunotehem, Al Adonai Yowahe He Adanu Yo Yowahe Dawanu He Yo. Wenachnu Makitalinu Aleinu Wayomer Moshe Betate Adonai Yowahe He Adanu Yo. Yoahe da wanu he yo lachem etelu no tehem asheratem malinim ala wenachnu malo alenu telu no tehem ki al adonai yoahe he adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Wayomer Moshe el Aharon emor el kol adat b'nei Yisrael kirvu lifne Adonai yo he he adanu yo. Wanu heyo ki shama etlunotehem wayehi kedaber aharon el ko adad b'nei Yisrael vayifnu el hamidbar v'hine kivod Adonai yowahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo, mirabanan. Why da ber Adonai yo ahe he adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo, el Moshe lemor. Shamati etelu not b'nei Yisrael. Daber alehem lemor ben harbaim tochlu basar uvaboker tishbeu lachem vaydatem ki ani Adonai yoahe he adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Elohechem vayehi vaerev ata al haslav vatkas ed hamachane uval boker haita shikvad hatal saviv lemachane vata al shikvad hatal Vehine al pene amid bar dach mechus pas dachach for al haret vayiru vene Yisrael vayomru ish el achiv manhu kilo yadu. Mahu vayomer Moshe alechem hu alechem asher natan Adonai yoahe he adanu yo yoahe dawanu he yo lachem leach laze hadavar asher tiwa Adonai Yo ahe he adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu he yo. Liktu mimenu ish lefi achlo. Omer lagul gulgolet mispar nafshotechem. Ish lasher va'achalo. Tikahu vaya asu, kain b'nei Yisrael vayilketu, hamarbe v'hamam tzitzit, vayamod. bezahamamit lo hechir ishlefi achlo lekatu. Vayomer Moshe alehem ish al yoter mimenu ad boker. Velo shamu el Moshe vayotiru anashim mimenu ad boker vayarum tolaim vayivshash. Vayiksof alechem Moshe vayilketu. Oter baboker baboker ishkefi achlo. Vecham hashemesh benamas. Vayehi bayom hashishi lachtu. Lechem mishne shene haomer laechad. Vayavo kol nesie haeda v'yagidu l'moshe vayomer alehem hu asher diber Adonai yoahehe adanu yo yoaheda wanu heyo. Shabbat ton, Shabbat kodesh, ladonai, yoahe he adanu yo, yoahe dawanu he yo, machar, etasher tofu, efu, vietasher tivashlu, vashelu, viet kol haodev. Anichu lachem lemishmeret ad haboker vayanichu oto ad haboker kaasher tziwa Moshe velo chivish berima lo haita bo vayomer Moshe ikluhu hayom ki shabbat Ayom ladonai, yo wahehe adanu yo, yo waheda wanu heyo. Ayom lo tim sauhu basadem sheshet yamim tilketuhu uvayom hashvi. Shabbat lo yihye bo. Vayehi bayom hashvi yatu min ha'am lilkod velo matzau vayomer Adonai yo hei adanu yo yo aheda wanu hei yo el Moshe adana me'antem lishmor mitzvotai v'torotai re'uki Adonai yoahehe adanu yo yoahedawanu heyo natan lachem ha'shabbat al kein hu noten lachem bayom hashishi lechem yomayim shavuish tachtav al yetze ish mimkomo bayom hashvi vayishbetu ha'am bayom hashvi vayikru veit Yisrael et shemo man wehu kezera gad lavan betamo yitzapichit bidvash vayomer Moshe ze hadavar asher tziwa Adonai yoahehe adanu yo adanu Yo, I hate that one new hey, yo, Asher ha'akalti etchem b'amidbar v'hotzi ayin etchem me'eretz mitraim v'yomer Moshe el acharon kach tzin tenet achat v'ten shama melo ha'omer man v'hanach oto Lifnei Adonai, Yoahei, Adanu, Yo, Yoahei, Dawanu, Hei, Yo. Le Mishmeret, Le Dorotechem, Kaasher Tziwa Adonai, Yoahei, Adanu, Yo, Yoahei, Dawanu, Hei, Yo. El Moshe v'yanichehu acharon lifnei ha'edut l'mishmarem ret uvnei Yisrael achlu et haman arba'im shana ad bo'am el eretz noshavet et haman achlu ad bo'am El Kitzai Eretz Kenan. V'haomer Asirit Ha'efa. Returning to the steps that we are following. Donation, the six verses from the tribe of Zebulun. This is starting with verse 24.
Biyom ha-shelishi nis nasi libne zevulun Eliav Ben Chalon.
On the third day, Eliav, the son of Chelon, the prince of the children of Zebulun.
Karbeno karat kesef ahat shaloshim umeah v'shekel mizrach ahad kesef Shivim shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh shenichem meleim selot belulav shemen lemincha.
He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil for a meal offering.
Kaf echat asara zahav melea ketoret.
One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense.
Par echad ben bakar. Ayil echad, kivash echad, ben shenato leola.
One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering.
Seir izim echad lechata'at.
One male of the goats for a sin offering.
Uzevach. Ashlamim bakar shenayim melim famisha akodayim famisha kevasim b'nei shana famisha zekarban Eliyah ben Chalei.
Shalom.
And for the sacrifice of the peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab ben Chelon. There is great strength in this tribe of Zebulun. The name Eliab ben Chelon teaches of this, for all their strength was only from the forms of Hakmah, wisdom, that Hashem imbued them. Thus, even when they were occupied with worldly matters, even then the blessed Hashem imbued strength and vigor to them in order to succeed. This is Eliab ben Chelon, for Av, as the meaning of father, represents Hakmah, which is wisdom, and Chelon means strength, as mentioned above. What strength, kind of strength can you derive from your intuition? Meaning, when something feels right or wrong, do you rely on this sense? How can we learn to listen to our inner voice, that silent, still voice which leads us the right way, the correct path? Father knows best. Av HaRachaman, please help your children do the right thing, always. And may we all say, Amen. The verses for the tribe of Eliab ben Chelon and for the tribe of Zebulun means a habitation, means a dwelling, it means to exalt, to honor. Zebulun is blessed. He will have a commanding presence and an independent spirit. The same gematria of Zebulun has the same gematria as the word Hamelech, the king. The word is Tziva. He commanded, which has a gematria of 101, connecting to Michael, to Chesed. The phrase with this, the gematria of Zebulun, which is 95, this phrase of Chedan Yachidu, he who judges alone. The Shoresh comes from Bet Vav Lamed, which is on target. Zebul means a dwelling, and it's a poetic sense of a dwelling. The energy verses for Zebulun, there are 11 of them. Why? What does the number 11 connote? It's the number of components in the Ketoret, and the Ketoret is used to draw close. This is the strength of the tribe of Zebulun. Zebulun lachof yamim yishkan. Wechawa lachof anit v'yirkato al tzidan. Zebulun shall dwell at the shore of the sea, and he shall be a shore for ships, and his flank shall be upon Zidon. Zayit Tahaya Torah Torat Hamitzra Habayom Tahorato Behova El HaKohen. This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest. Do you see that as a negative verse? It's not. The day of his cleansing. Zot avodat mishpachat b'nei hagershoni b'ohel moed u'mashmaratam b'yad hayitzmar ben acharon hakohen. This is a service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their charge shall be under the hand of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And the sixth step, the reasons why Eliav ben Chilon brought his various items that were always the same. Each Nasi, each prince, each leader of the tribe brought the same thing, but with different consciousness, which made them different. That's why the Torah is not wasting letters when it tells you it's coming from each Nasi with the same thing, because they didn't bring the same thing. And this is an amazing lesson that we need to constantly relearn. Today is a different day than it was yesterday, and it's a different day than it will be tomorrow. But it's the same old thing. Each day is the same. No, it is not. Because it changes days, it changes the energy in the universe. Because it changes the energy in the universe, the action that I do, that in the physical illusion is the same thing, is different. Learn this well and often, because we forget it much too easily. Zebulun was because Zebulun is connected to the tribe of Issachar, he is considered the king as well, because he's supporting the king. Just like the Torah that is learned by a person that you support, a Torah teacher that you support, that Torah that is both taught, but also that Torah that he learns that he doesn't teach, all of that you have a part of, because you are contributing it to his physical support through the donations of the Truma that you share with him. He brought a bowl because the bowl is like the sea where Zebulun would have his land and his trade, which came through the sea. Also, a bowl is food that he gave to Issachar, as the one who provides the means to do good is higher than the one who does the good. Supporting a Torah scholar, supporting a Torah teacher, is a greater benefit than being that Torah teacher. Learn this well as also. Zebulun and Issachar were brothers on many levels. One level was their agreement to share Issachar's Torah study in exchange for Zebulon providing Issachar physical well-being. And even though Zebulon supported Issachar and received a share in his Torah reading, learning, it was still a mitzvah, a necessary thing for Zebulon to study Torah as well as to do his trade. The silver bowl had 130 shekels. The consciousness of Eliab was 200 members of the tribe of Issachar, his partner, who became members of the Sanhedrin. And the 200 is equal to the 130 plus 70. The bowl was 130 shekels and the basin was 70. And this was his consciousness in bringing these items. The basin itself was the land where Issachar, his partner, would have his land to study Torah, because the land of Issachar is like a basin. And Torah is the wine that Zebulon gave to Issachar also, as his part of his support for his Torah study. The gold ladle relates to Jacob's blessings for Zebulon, because those blessings from Jacob to Zebulon had 10 words. The bull as the burnt offering, this alludes to Moses' blessing of both Zebulon and Issachar. One ram, this is also alluding to the blessing of Moshe for Zebulon and Issachar. And the same is true for the sheep, all three of the Olah offerings. The sin offering being a male goat also is included in the blessings of Moshe for Zebulon and Issachar. The peace offering consisting of two cattle and 15 other animals. The two cattle refers to the two seas, one for Zebulon and one for Issachar. The three species of animal refers to the three items that Moshe alluded to in his blessing. The purple fish alluded to in the word Sifun, the pickled fish alluded to in the word Timun, and the white glass alluded to by the word Hol in Moshe's blessings. There were five of each to relate to the five words in the blessings of the partners' partnership by Moshe. Your last step is to finish reading all of the what I didn't say out loud, to recognize that there's an obligation of truma or tzedakah, as you choose. That's the completion of our class today, of our connection to the tribe of Zebulun and to the month of Sivan and taking control of its astrological influence. Does anybody have any questions? We have three more classes today, 11 o'clock. We will be continuing our study of the Sefer Yehoshua, the Book of Joshua. At 4:30 will be a deep Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock we will be studying Gleaniter, the essay by the Ari, for this Parasha Vayikra. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you to everyone.